This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Tomorrow's news tonight in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of the people that are out there helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks and everybody working in the oil industry, keeping America rolling along. Thank you so very, very, very much. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'll get it right in a minute. And now, over to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's a lot of stuff going on tonight, but I want to start in a little different place here. Let me get over here to where I was at. We've got these regulations coming out to open up businesses now, in particular, schools and churches and restaurants. And I'm going to start with the one for the restaurants, because I've looked at the suggestions from the CDC. Now, these are not requirements, but they're going to suggest that restaurants do this. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely, yeah.
Restaurants should consider using throwaway menus, single-service condiments, and disposable forks, knives, and spoons and dishes. Any problem with that so far?
Well, not really, no.
Here comes the rest of it. They should also install sneeze guards at cash registers, limit the number of employees on a shift, keep the seating inside to tables 6 feet apart, and avoid having buffets, salad bars, and drink stations. Now, therein lies the problem.
Therein lies a big problem. I mean, I understand, for example, about the drink stations and things like that. However, Captain, the idea of a buffet, now some places may have a salad bar, but some restaurants are based on the salad bar. In my area, we have a restaurant called Soup Plantation. I think it goes by other names in different parts of the country.
I just thought of the name of it down here, Sweet Tomatoes.
Sweet Tomatoes, exactly.
Yep.
Where you go in and you build your salad, and then after that there's soup and pizza and all kinds of great stuff.
Yep. Yeah. So, and by the way, a McDonald's, a Wendy's, an Arby's, they all have drink stations.
They do all have drink stations, and ironically, those drink stations were put in, I think, you know, to make it easier for the customer, but also to improve efficiency of the employees buying.
Yeah, so they could just hand them their food and put it on a plate or tray or whatever if they were eating inside, and they get their own drink, and away they go.
Exactly right. So these are the guidelines. One wonders how, quote unquote, permanent they would be in terms of these kinds of changes. But it's going to take restaurants a while to adapt to these changes. And also, Captain, they're also recommending that people would stay in their car until they were ready to be seated and not use those, you know, those little beeper buzzer things that they give you, but switch to a phone app.
And Wally is talking about Golden Corral because Golden Corral had pretty much has a buffet.
That's right. Yeah, Golden Corral is another one of those places where it's based on the idea you take your family and everybody sort of spreads out and gets what they want, and you meet up.
Now, here's a suggestion for the schools, because they want to open the schools for the rest of the year whenever and wherever they can. In the initial reopening phases, schools should space desks 6 feet apart, nix any field trips and school assemblies, and have students eat lunch in their classrooms, not in the cafeteria.
Yeah, exactly. So these are some pretty interesting changes. But still in all, even though you're going back to school, one would think that there are other people coming in contact with different family members. If they go out to work, for example, it's kind of the same thing in the restaurant. If you're going to go meet friends at a restaurant, you've all come from some different, in other words, you're different, you're not part of the same family group.
Well, now we go to the churches. Churches should hold their services through video streaming or at drive-in or outdoor venues as much as possible. They should also encourage everyone to wear cloth face masks, use a stationary collection box, and schedule extra services if necessary to make sure church pews are not packed and congregants stay at least 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah, again, very, very interesting guidelines. It's in terms of practically implementing them, this is going to be a real Herculean task. I think people will be up to the task. However, there has to be some kind of idea as to what is the logical limit of all of this in terms of timing as well, because the main question people will be asking is how long would we have to observe these kinds of changes?
Well, this is the rough draft, the CDC draft for the decision tree of new guidelines to aid with safe easing of restrictions so that they can take the restrictions off, but it emphasizes the social distancing, which they're still talking about, and believe it or not, they're talking about social distancing in many cases until the first of the year, and that includes sporting events.
And that includes sporting events, exactly. See how that will go. And certainly, you know, people would love to go to baseball games or football games, and especially baseball games where they pass the hot dogs down and then you pass the money down the road.
Ain't going to happen.
That's not going to happen. That was a yesteryear thing now. But very, very interesting guideline.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warden, a professor of politics. And we are just getting started here. And when we come back, Vice President Pence is going to be on a trip today. He's going to visit the Mayo Center, and Governor Cuomo locked down the whole state, New York State, with certain exceptions. What can we tell you about that?
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. He's hanging in there on the telephone. I got to tell you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're suffering with any type of nagging pain, I can help you get out of it with the product called Relief Factor. If you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, muscle aches in general, and just general pain, then I want you to try the 3-week quick start Relief Factor because it's only $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks. You'll know by the end of the second week, third week at the very longest. Take it the way it says to take it in terms of directions, and it will help you get rid of the pain you are in. Now, before I start the show at night, I usually take a little packet. Sometimes I take it like an hour before the show. Sometimes I take it a couple hours before the show. But I take it anywhere from midnight to 1 o'clock my time before the show starts at 2 a.m. And it just helps me because of the fact that I never know when my back is going to kick in or my ankle or whatnot. So I just take it to make sure that everything is fine. And then I'm able to do my show without any problems. But you can go to find out more about this to the website. They gave me a website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look at what's there. There's a little video, Pete and Seth Talbot. You'll see them standing there. Click on the video, watch what it says and how they describe the all-natural product and how they got what they got and what it does for you. And then after that happens, then order the 3-week quick start. And $19.95 is all it costs, and you'll be glad you did. I'm telling you, 82% of the people that order it stay on it, and we've got the record for the most people retaining, staying on the product. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Okay, Kyle, I want to mention that
the vice president is going to visit the Mayo Clinic today, and he's going there to find out about a virus test that's called a moonshot. Now, what are they talking about? We're not shooting to the moon, are we?
Well, no. I think what it means is that this is a like a rapid response and something that would be a massive undertaking, but done in a very short period of time.
Yeah, it's testing to where they do like 50 or 60,000 tests in a day just to prove that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is New York Governor Cuomo yesterday said that his stay-at-home order will be extended beyond May 15th in many parts of the state, but that restrictions could be relaxed in some regions. Now, he's talking about shutting down the whole state with a couple of exceptions, and the guys up on Lake Ontario that I know are livid because they don't have the problems up there they do downstate.
Well, right, and this is nothing new in the sense of that there are very different parts of New York State that aren't New York City, but yet they come under the control a lot of the times of what's going on in New York City. And in this case, Captain, you're right. The governor says that by May 15th he will extend these in many parts of the state. Some of the parts of the state, he says they could maybe unpause. But here's an interesting number. And that is that, of course, you know, they've been doing these antibody tests, and if they're
I know, I'm one of them.
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, especially in New York City or
yep.
in the New York area, and they say that if the results are accurate, it means that about 2 million people in New York City have actually become infected with the coronavirus. Now, if you use that, calculating with the death rate, evidently the death rate comes out to be about 0.5%. So that's a very interesting number, and it's better, obviously, than some of these higher percentages than we've seen in different parts of the world and in different parts of, and in the United States as a whole. But it means that this virus, of course, also likely has been circulating for some time. There's a lot of people who've had it, and they didn't even know it.
Right. Now, I want to play something, because this is pertinent to what we've been hearing about the president. He came out the other day, and he talked about sunlight had the ability to be able to kill the virus and warm temperatures and all that. And the press basically went after him, and then there were a couple of fake news stories that came out over the weekend and said, no, it's not true, it's not, doesn't happen, this, that, and the other. Well, it does happen, and it is true, and listen to who's saying so.
Through these phases.
Dr. Burse, help me understand what happened with the suggestion that the president made that the task force study disinfectant injections. You said he was digesting information at the time when that came out of his mouth. Do you have any more information, and are you concerned that people might take bleach because of what the president said?
I think I made it very clear and how I interpreted that. I also made it very clear, and so has Dr. Fauci and everyone associated with the task force and their clarity around this is not a treatment. What was missed, and really I'm hoping the American people understand, the reason why that study was important that that Department of Homeland Security did was when we came and saw what MIT talked about as viral particles moving through the air. It's really important to figure out in the outside conditions, is there anything that decreases the half-life of that virus? And I think I was reassured personally to see what impact sunlight has on the virus and the viral half-life.
Right.
That should be encouraging to all of us. We should still social distance. We should still wear those masks to protect others as we work through this epidemic. But I think it's really important to see that sunlight, direct sunlight, may actually be able to kill the virus.
Now, that is so important, because we're talking about in a matter of minutes versus days or hours the other way around.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, you know, this is, you know, the president, I think, is listening to a lot of experts every day.
Sure.
And he's listening to a lot of different theories and a lot of different information, just as Dr. Burks is talking about. But contained within that, Captain, this is the way that we actually find out things. We have to know a lot about a subject, and then we can make connections to things. And sometimes the only way to do that is to look at the so-called, I don't want to use the word crazy, but the idea of the left-field theory. And
crazy would have been a good word.
Well, that's true, yeah. But in science, many times you have left-field inspiration. This is where we get the, you know, eureka, I have found it. You know, sometimes it takes a while to get there from point A to point B. But if ultraviolet light can help kill this thing, well, then we can start working towards methods of delivery. How are you going to expose the virus to that? All this kind of thing. And it starts with an idea, sometimes out of left field.
Now, the president is favoring a brief return to school before spring's end. And one of the reasons is because of the kids and getting them there and giving them something to do. Right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and one of the things that they would do, besides just being there, happens to be the aspect that they would be outside in the sunlight, right?
Yep, perhaps, yes, exactly. Yeah.
And with what we just said, that would help, to kill the virus, right?
Well, exactly, hopefully, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens there. But he also said something else yesterday, that he would vow to seek very substantial damages from China. And I do know some people were talking about, well, let's just take the debt we owe them, the $1.8 trillion, and just wipe it off.
Well, that is certainly something that people, I think, have thought about and would not be surprised if that was a part of the solution. I know that the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has said that there will be essentially a reckoning about this, and I think that they're working every day towards putting together something that would be, in tandem with other countries, our allies, our friends, and many different countries around the world who are looking to, because China, in no doubt, is responsible.
Yep. Now, we have a question from Pete in St. Pete by the Facebook chat room here, or by Facebook chat. He's not in the chat room. He sent me a direct message. He says, hey, Captain, any idea on how many Catholics are going to receive communion? No, I don't have any idea, but I would imagine as many as want to will.
Well, that's true. In terms of going to a mass, perhaps, and getting communion, that remains to be seen. It depends on how they would be able to do that under the kinds of guidelines. And so
well, again, they got to be 6 feet apart, according to what they're saying, so the people that would be lined up would have to be 6 feet apart.
Right, yeah, precisely.
And they have to be keeping spacing in the church and all that sort of stuff, so we'll see. I don't know. Does that mean every other pew?
Well, it could be if it's 6 feet apart. It's just good. They would have to map it out, kind of like you see in some of these stores. They have little X's on the ground where you can stand to before you go.
And
to
outside the store.
And outside. I waited to get into a large big box of hardware store on the weekend, and you had to wait outside until they let another group in.
And this is still nuts, what I saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks. Drive-thru is the only thing that's open for Starbucks.
Yeah.
They were in the drive-thru line. Out around the corner, about 500 feet to the traffic light, and another 500 or 600 feet past the traffic light, in a line, waiting to drive into Starbucks. Now, there were people had to be in that line for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. And by the way, just to let you know, Kim Jong-un, the president said yesterday he's got a good idea what he thinks, but he can't talk about it. So we'll let you know when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better.
Taking a look now at your money, investors seeing green on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 358 points to close at 24,133. The NASDAQ up 95. The S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. The website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, if you've got a car or a truck, or maybe you've got a motorcycle or an RV, or you might want to have your ATV, your boat, maybe your Ski-Doo, your Sea-Doo insured, then I want you to check out the folks at Geico. Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, the other thing they can do is they have homeowners and renters insurance, too. And I was talking to a woman yesterday. I was over at a place called Conservative Grounds with my friend Karen, and we were over there, and we were having some coffee and just, well, iced coffee, actually. It was a warm day. We sat outside on the table and in the shade out there, and we were having some iced coffee, and we were talking about that, and I was talking about insurance and Geico and all that sort of stuff because it's one of my sponsors, and somebody said something, and this woman that was coming out with a cup of coffee, she heard me talking about it. She goes, they have homeowners insurance? And I said, yeah, they do. Well, I just got my homeowners insurance canceled with XYZ company. Are you supposed to even insure me? And I said, well, they probably would, but let me just make a suggestion. You want to save some money in your car insurance? Yeah. I said, well, then why don't you contact them at geico.com? And I spelled it out to her and handed her a little card, wrote it on the back of my card. And I said, get a quote. And that quote will definitely wake you up because they're saving people money. Plus, you're getting a 15% discount On top of that, from anybody that buys a policy or anybody that has a policy coming due of April the 8th to October the 7th. So that plus the discount they're giving you and the discount you would get by bundling your insurance, you might find yourself saving a whole bunch of money. So to be continued. How's that? To be continued. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So anyway, I think I saved that person some money in their insurance. I know we'll find out about it because the card I gave her had the phone number for the show. And I said, if you are able to save money and you change companies, you give me a call, let me know. So we might be hearing from her.
That sounds great. It's great to be able to help somebody out like that and give them a great company, a great sponsor.
Yeah. Now, President Trump yesterday was asked a question about Kim Jong-un, and he said he has a very good idea about his health, Kim's health, but he can't say anything to anybody.
Right. Yeah, so the mystery continues.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And I don't want to speculate on this because a lot of the foreign news services are going off the deep end again and playing the Katie Turr on us when she came out and rushed the gun with some information that we don't even think was true. Well, we know it wasn't true, and she had to retract the tweet and this, that, and the other, and it got CNN in on the mix. But now we got some other news agencies, including Newsweek, that's jumping the gun, and they're going, oh, he's dead. We don't know that.
That's right. We don't know that. And, of course, being the President of the United States, President Trump might be in a position to have some information. But at the same time, though, Captain, you know, people speculate on Kim's condition. But if the President comes out and makes any kind of statement at all, that statement could be destabilizing if that information were to come out without other things being in place
right
before that. So he's actually being very shrewd, and he's doing the right thing as President right now.
And during the break, we had a call from Cheryl, and Cheryl told us that she appreciated what we were talking about. And this is something that she was mentioning. Now, Senator Mitch McConnell says that there's going to be a real fight to control the Senate. It's going to be a dog fight. But the House battle for control, you know, for the GOP to take control of the House is also something that's going to be tough. But it can be won by the GOP because we have to get the message out there that all the problems we're going through right now were caused directly by Nancy Pelosi and her cronies sitting there on top of this stuff. In some cases, for 3 weeks when people were desperately looking for money, the $10,000 checks they were told they could get, the computer systems that have gone down. And again, what happened again yesterday? The unemployment computer system went offline.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Democrat playbook on these things, Captain, always seems to be the same. And that is, whenever there's a real emergency, create confusion, exacerbate the crisis.
Or make the problem worse by putting a computer offline.
That's right.
You don't think those guys don't know how to do that? You bet they do.
Yeah, no kidding. And then after you create the chaos, then you try to switch the narrative to say it was the Republicans' fault, this is why things didn't get better so quickly, or mm-hmm. this kind of thing. And it's the same old tired playbook, and they keep running it all the time.
Now, we keep hearing about the antibodies, and the antibodies are doing good things because people that have the antibodies for the virus in their blood system, because they've already had it, are giving blood. I gave a unit of blood last month. I'm going to do it again next month. They take that and use the plasma. And I think, if I remember the numbers right, it can help 3 or 4 other people, which is what you're doing it for. And WHO, the World Health Organization, not the music group, came out and they flipped their policy when they said, well, the antibodies haven't been proven to work. Now they're saying, well, yes, they are. They're working.
Well, I think a lot of medical professionals in the United States
told them they were crazy.
Well, that's right. They would believe that there's certainly some immunity that would come from having those antibodies or having contracted COVID-19 before. But what the World Health Organization did was they had a tweet which they said there was no evidence that any of this worked or that the antibodies would be effective, and then they quickly deleted it under the idea that, well, when they say no evidence, what they mean is it hasn't been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt basically yet. But at the same time, though, Captain, these kinds of inflammatory tweets are, in many ways, it just goes back to the same old thing that we saw the World Health Organization doing initially, and that was parroting the Chinese propaganda line, basically. And quite frankly, I don't think people really trust what the World Health Organization says about this, And I think, you know, the fact that they deleted it and then they're trying to now sort of flip on it is just more evidence of that.
And by the way, we're getting a message here. Apparently she didn't hear this, but Lucia, one of our listeners, sent me an email. We talked last night about the UV lights. We talked about the I2 Bioscience. That's the group over there at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in your backyard in Los Angeles. And apparently she didn't hear it, so she's reminding me about that. But we talked about it last night, and I don't need to talk about it again, the ultraviolet light, which is, in fact, helping in other cases. Just like sunlight, it's helping.
Well, sure, that's right. It's a particular part of the spectrum of light that the sun throws at us, evidently.
Yeah, and the best part of it is sunlight and warm temperatures gets rid of the virus, period, bottom line, exclamation point.
Well, you know, we see the flu coming around seasonally. We see the common cold.
And more people have died this year because of the flu than this coronavirus.
Well, that's exactly right. And also, the flu was on track to be a very bad flu season. All of that sort of dropped off by the by as soon as coronavirus came along. But we're learning so much more about how this virus behaves, Captain. We understand a lot better now who the most vulnerable people in our population are.
Yeah.
We understand more how it's being transmitted.
Mm-hmm.
And the more information that comes out, more and more people are going to start saying, wait a minute, we might want to reopen sooner than later, only because we're getting better at dealing with this.
Now, the National Institute of Health gave $3.7 million to the lab in Wuhan, China, a couple years back, and they are apparently now investigating as to how the lab got that money, because nobody seems to know how they got it.
Well, right, and this is the kind of stuff that we probably would never hear about in a million years, with the exception now, of course, we've had this global pandemic, a global tragedy that came along because it was either, you know, through sloppy practices in the lab, some other kind of thing happening, an accident in the lab, but then China evidently sensing this, but not really doing enough. I mean, if people, a lot of people want to blame Trump, but it's China's fault that this thing got out.
Yeah, it is China's fault, and we have already said through our intermediaries and a lot of our senators and our congressmen are saying, that's it, we don't owe China anything else, we're not going to pay them back one more dime as to what we owe them, the $1.8 trillion, that's it. We're just going to write that thing off because of what they've done to us, and oh, by the way, we're going to sue, and there's going to be laws that are going to be put up there, and we're going to sue them and do some more. And the buffets in general, Judy's chimed in about, well, what about the buffets in Vegas and on cruise ships? The CDC is recommending no more buffets, period. No more salad bars, period. No more open drink stations, period.
Yes. Well, one of the only ways they might be able to temporarily do that, because you're right, you know, going to Las Vegas, our friend Wayne Allen Root can tell us all about the buffets. I'm sure I've been there many times, but that's one of the best parts about going to Vegas. But you might have to have people that will now stand behind those buffets. You tell them what you want on your plate, and it goes down the line.
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways for the truckers out there and the nation's new move. Food and goods are being moved by truck. And Thomas the Suicide Jockey's out and about tonight delivering that gasoline, which is cheap. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right deep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I tee my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. When headed to Memphis. It was late one night when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went to Petey's mic, but I took control of the show because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlin. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. And nope, there's nothing wrong with my radio. I was listening to it yesterday, and I was even talking on my amateur radio yesterday, talking to some long-distance chatter down in South Florida from where I was at yesterday. But anyway, it is what it is. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local pilot and Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And by the way, we're going to see if we can get the pilot and Flying J here in our local area on board. We want to do something to salute the truckers. And a friend of mine called me up yesterday, and we're going to try to do something. And if you want to get involved in saluting the truckers for what they're doing out there, the job they've been doing, risking their life and limb to get all the supplies into where they need to go for the pandemic. And I'm talking about not only food on the table, but I'm talking about the hospital supplies and all the different things that they do. You probably don't even know this, but there are trucks dedicated to FEMA right now, hauling things that the government needs to have for this medical pandemic, and you don't see them unless you see the Red Cross on them or something that says FEMA disaster relief or something like that. And you have to know where to look because it's on the door of the truck or up in the window where the driver's driving, so the scales can see it and they leave them alone. So there you go. Now, this portion brought to you by Pilots and Flying J's. Now, we're going to bring Kyle in here. Okay, Kyle, it's a little warm out where you're at. Is that right?
That's right, Captain. Yep.
All right. Well, a heat wave of above normal temperatures and possible record high temperatures is expected the rest of the work week through Friday in California, the Great Basin, and the Southwest to portions of the Central and Southern Plains. Temperatures right now, the high desert, Barstow, out towards Las Vegas and into Nevada a little ways over to Kingman, Arizona, I-40, I-10, I-8, I-15. Temperatures right now between 100 and 110 degrees all through that area. And in Arizona on I-10, we're talking about all the way over to Tucson, Arizona, and just about to the New Mexico line.
That's exactly right, Captain. And here in Southern California, we should cool off here in another two or three days or so. Hopefully that'll progress across the American Southwest. But that's a real contrast to what we're going to be seeing, of course, in the area of Texas and Oklahoma and so forth. It looks like some colder weather is bound for them as they or storms coming.
The cold front is going into the plains and the Mississippi Valley, and it's likely going to produce severe thunderstorms again with large to very large hail. Again, damaging winds, heavy rain, and you're right, a few tornadoes. So I-40 and I-20 and I-10 north toward closer to I-20, probably from West Texas. And by the way, there is a severe thunderstorm warning right now for Laredo, Texas. There's something coming off the border down there, and I don't know if that's going to be part of this front or not, but it looks like as if it's going to run right straight across. So if you're traveling I-40 or I-20 today or I-30 or I-45 or I-35, you might just want to pay attention to the weather because you might find yourself driving into something.
Exactly right. And as we move up into the east, up into the eastern seaboard and up north near New England and so forth, they're looking like they may have another storm getting ready to set in here pretty soon as well.
Well, yeah, but it's also the temperatures are cool up there. I saw people yesterday in D.C. at the press conference that the president had, and they were wearing top coats. You know, the reporters were sitting there wearing top coats, and they had to be a little chilly. And then in New York City, they were wearing their winter coats again, so it looked like as if they, things were a little bit cooler, and I can see that because there's a frost warning across northern New Jersey, southeastern Pennsylvania, and right across through just north of New York City and over into Connecticut tonight towards Rhode Island. And then we've got a frost warning down in the mountains, the North Carolina mountains, Asheville, in that area, going up through the gorge more than likely. Got some dry conditions tonight in
Nebraska coming out of Wyoming, so there's a fire threat advisory there with some winds. Got some winds up in South Dakota. Rapid City got winds blowing up there in Rapid City, South Dakota. Winds in the western part of North Dakota. Rain in the central part of Minnesota with some windy conditions in northeastern, Montana, with windy conditions in northeastern Montana. Got some rain in the northern part up I-25 north of Cheyenne in Wyoming. And some rain continues along I-80 from about Battle Mountain all the way to Wendover, Nevada. And that's about what the weather looks like tonight.
Yep, exactly.
Now, Steve in Thailand is chiming in here. And what is he saying? He's saying, he's talking about the hospital ship after sailing into New York. It's on its way out, which is true.
That's right. I understand that it should be, if it's not already leaving, it should be underway in a couple of days from what I understand.
Yeah, and they just got the last people off the ship, and they were taking COVID patients. So what they're doing now is they have to defumigate the ship and put it back the way it was, right?
Well, exactly right. And but what was sort of good out of all this, Captain, I think, is that obviously the ship was never at capacity. There wasn't what they thought it might be, what they thought they might be getting into. So they were able to help a lot of people, and now they're going to be off to the next assignment.
Right. And of course, with everything that goes on here, we also have to take into mind that. The Navy has done a bang-up job. Of course, they sent a hospital ship to New York that really wasn't needed.
Right, exactly. And they only transferred a small amount of people comparatively to what the ship could handle. And at one point, Captain, you recall that they mistakenly sent COVID-19 patients to the Comfort because it was initially there to take pressure off of trauma centers and other hospital-related things that weren't COVID-19 affected.
Let's flip it over here and see what Todd in Tampa has to say. What you got there?
Well, let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't see, your Democratic governor doesn't care about you, the people in Michigan and Cleveland and in New York. I'm from New York. It's a disgrace. You governors work for us, okay? And let me say something to the 63 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump out there, because I know, and you can't go to church. Church is the only place I feel safe. I don't, the Holy Spirit moves there. There's no sickness in church. My God, what is wrong with these idiot politicians? China's laughing at you clowns. Open up for business, doggone it. Let me tell the White House, I'm toughing up. Don't put Jared Kushner on TV. He's not tough enough, doggone it. Wake up. Where's our list of House members for all Republicans and all senators? Please, if you're a Christian, go pay your tithes. Go to your church. Mail your tithe to your church. And thank Jesus for all he's done for you, because without him, you have nothing. Get to work. Let's save the country. Can't you see the Democrats are on the move? They don't care about you, me, or our kids. They'll run us over and back us up. Let's get to work, Trump, and let's get to our first rally here in Raymond James Stadium and bring Tom Brady, and I'll have 100,000 people.
All righty. That's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate him. Very vocal tonight there, right, Kyle?
Very much so.
All righty. Hour number two coming up with Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, Federal Reserve said something yesterday, fairly important. We'll get into that. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.